Coach Sherman, type offense that we passed and threw. We're a little bit more spread out than we were last year, but so there's a few adjustments we got to take in. But the skills guys got a whole new offense to learn. I think I don't know much about their stuff, but we got some three quarterbacks compete for the job, and we got to figure out which quarterback we can follow and everything like that. But the offensive line definitely has to help him move along.
Hey, how big more?
The guy the quarterback's led this summer, the players and
Yeah, I mean, each quarterback's done a great job. Jamil's done a great job. He's been working hard. Matt's done a great job. He's been working hard. I've also been impressed by Matt Davis. Kind of had a rough spring, but he works hard. He's a good leader and everything. And Johnny's done a pretty good job too. So I'm really excited. And this competition will just help all of them be the best quarterback they can be. What was what? I don't think there's anything to doubt about any of them. It's just a competition to see who's the best quarterback we can find. Jamil's got a great arm. He's a great leader, great athlete. I'll play for any one of those quarterbacks. I mean, I don't think anyone bring any doubt. We're just trying to find the best guy to put on the field.
Texas anymore every year, and you have LSU on the schedule. Given the proximity of the schools and the same division, can this become a big rivalry for two schools on an annual basis?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. The proximity helps a lot, and also I think LSU and Arkansas, I think are big rivals. That Arkansas has beaten us both years I've been at A&M, and LSU beat us in the Cotton Bowl, so there's also kind of just wanting to go back and beating them.
How's the offensive line coming together this summer, and is everybody kind of shoring up from the health standpoint? Jarvis,
Yeah, Jarvis has had a great summer. He's back to 100%. He's getting stronger in the weight room. He's also moving really well, and the offensive line is looking great. I mean, we work out at 2:30 every day in the heat, which is pretty rough, but they've all been doing a great job. I mean, they're all in great shape, and we're excited to get into 2-a-days and see what kind of shape we're actually in.
As good as, say, the first six guys are, that is it's a question mark right now. Are you seeing something that maybe we don't know in terms of depth being a positive?
Well, there has been some young guys stepping up. I mean, every single one of the guys has been working hard. We really haven't had any slackers in the offensive line group this summer, and those incoming freshmen, I think Mike Matthews can be a great player. He's already very technically sound coming out of high school, which is kind of surprising. But and then Jermaine Fetty, he's also a big, strong guy. He's a good athlete for his size. So I'm excited to see how they can play when the pads come on.
But knowing what you know about Jake and the Matthews family, at the same time, it's probably not all that surprising. Mike's pretty good at that.
Yeah, I guess it's not. I mean, they got one of the greatest offensive linemen of all time as their dad, so I'm sure he. They're in diapers doing offensive line drills, so I don't know.
Look, when you see news reports about concussions or long-term health-related problems related to football, are you any more concerned than you used to be about playing the game, or do you think about those things at all?
No, not really. I mean, I feel like I've never had any head problems, and as an offensive lineman, most of my contact is within 3 yards or so. I'm not ever running down 20 yards down the field full speed. I'm never moving that fast anyways, but I don't think the head-to-head contact is as bad as some, like, defensive backs or running backs or linebackers. I think they have a little bit worse.
In your experience, you think teams are treating concussions and stuff like that more seriously, and they're not taking it lightly anymore?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we take a test. This, I think it's some kind of mental test at the beginning of the year. I mean, if you're anything off of it, they sit you out, and they sit you out until they think you're ready. So they've been really hard on that subject. They've been sitting guys out and a lot longer than they used to.
If you're playing a big game, huge game against a ranked team, before this day or night, whatever, on TV, if you know you're going to win here, would you rather win that game at home or on the road?
Either one, it's the same to me. It's always great just getting any kind of road victory because it's so hard to play at every school. But it's also so great to win at A&M and for the 12th man. I mean, we want to be we want to win every game at Kyle Field just for the 12th man, so it's great both ways.
So your vote's split?
Yeah, very much so.
Are you going to be a politician soon?
No. He's got great speed and great quickness. He's got a great first step, and he's very flexible and plays a lot of leverage. And he's one of those guys that can bend when he's coming around the corner. So that's what makes him really good. Oh, well, you got to get a good first step also. You got to get off the ball quick enough to catch his first step. You got to we speak as a junction point, guy where we meet the rusher to make the block. So I got to get to that faster than he does. So that's always a tough thing to do.
Look, how important is that for this game? For the fans, I know you've heard a lot about that. There's so much excitement. You got to get past that first obstacle. How important is that game for Ann in terms of success as you come back?
I think it's very important. It's just as important as any other SEC games. I always try to think of every game being the same, just taking the same mental mindset as every game. And even I know we got La Tech first game, so I'm really just thinking about that game. And the Florida games can be very exciting. Being back at Kyle Field in a new conference, it'll definitely be one of the funnest games of the year. It's very critical. The offensive line is, I always think it's the most important part of the offense. That's kind of with an offensive line dad and all that. That's what he taught me. But, it's very critical. Some of the oldest, some of the veterans on the team are on the offensive line, so we got to take lead. And with the young quarterback, the offensive line really needs to help him out, help move him along. I thought it was just the formal thing to wear. I don't know. That's the only way I knew. It's kind of just, I don't really own any brown dress shoes. So kind of cowboy boots are the only way to go.
Luke, you guys were up tempo on the coach trip. You were one of the fastest teams in the Big 12. Is someone's offense looking faster than what you expect?
Yes, it's even faster. It's, when that ball's down, we're snapping the ball again. I don't know how long, but it's pretty quick. I mean, we're getting the offensive line to sprint to the ball, get lined up again, which is, it's significantly faster than it was last year.